Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. September 6, 1952, American Aid Society distributes food and clothing. On this day, September 6, 1952, the Barbados Advocate reported that the American Aid Society donated food and clothing to 50 poor and destitute persons at the St. Martin's Boys' School yesterday afternoon. Founder of the society, Mr. Hilbert Wilkinson, was present at the ceremony, and the items were distributed by Madam Eiffel, while Father A.J. Dennington functioned as chairperson. Among those present were Mr. C.O. Alling, headmaster of St. Martin's Boys' School, Mr. G. Weeks, Mrs. C. Stewart, and Mr. Claude Ramsey. After the formal proceedings, the audience and recipients gathered at the home of Father Dennington for tea. Father Dennington said that the items of clothing were donated by Christian people and commended Mr. Wilkinson for his humanitarianism and noted that his efforts were not acts of charity, but acts of kindness. Likewise, he thanked Madame Eiffel, who had been actively involved in social work in Barbados. In his remarks, Mr. J.C. Motley, junior member for the parish of St. Philip, welcomed Mr. Wilkinson and surmised that his generous acts would bring people closer to their Creator. He then thanked him for his benevolence on behalf of the parish and said that he hoped in the future he would be able to do even more for the poor of St. Martin's Village. Mr. Motley concluded his remarks by suggesting that persons in Barbados, especially those who could afford it, should do more to assist the underprivileged. Mr. Wilkinson, in his reply, said that he was extremely happy to witness the work done by Madam Eiffel, whom he had known and admired for many years. He then explained how the American Aid Society was founded, and that in the United States, there were strict laws governing charitable organizations. The society had 1,500 contributing members who purchased items of clothing, which were sent in barrels to Barbados and Jamaica and distributed according to need. Mr. Wilkinson assured the audience that they could depend upon him and his organization in the course of time. On this day, September 6, 1952, the philanthropic efforts of the American Aid Society in St. Martin's Village were highlighted in the Barbados Advocate. Initiatives such as this were welcomed by the masses, as Barbados at that time was one of the poorest colonies in the British West Indies.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.